We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. They just completed a lengthy news conference, almost an hour and a half, with Ashish Jha, the coordinator of COVID-19 at the White House, talking about the president and what was going on. We're going to dip into that news conference just briefly and give you a sense of what they talked about. Here it is.
Simple questions, if I can. First of all, was the president ever identified as a close contact to anybody else in the course of the last 72 to 100 hours, say?
Not that I know of, do you?
Well, I'll say this. The process is we are starting our process, that we are protocol process on close contact.
Was he ever identified as a close contact to somebody else, though?
Oh, to someone else? That part I we would have to find out. I can't speak to. What I can say is our process, because as we all stated, he is now positive. We are doing our process for our close contact.
So how many people have been identified as close contacts to him without detailing?
We are just starting our process, so I don't.
To this point, how many have been?
I'm just saying we're just starting our process. I don't have a number to read out to you. I told you that he called the congressional members that traveled with him yesterday, but we're just starting out our process right now.
Has anyone else at the White House tested positive this week?
Well, as we normally do, if they are a close contact to the president. We normally provide that information. When I tested positive and I was a close contact to, well, out of abundance of a caution, actually, I was not. But because I had traveled with him, we share that information. But we have a protocol here that we will continue to follow when it comes to who's a close contact to the president, and making sure that we make that clear. And in December of last year, when he was traveling and there was someone who was a close contact to him, we share that as well. So we've been transparent on that.
In simple terms, is anybody else in the West Wing or at the White House positive now?
Right now, all I can tell you, if they are a close contact with any of the principals, we share that information.
You can't say beyond that. Let me ask Dr. Jha one final question, if I can. We saw the president's video, and I understand the desire of the White House to show the president 6 feet away, the individual shooting it was wearing a mask. But for regular Americans who are watching this right now, what would your recommendation be? Should Americans who are positive for COVID, if they are in public or in any place at any time, always wear a mask?
So the CDC guidance on this is clear. People should isolate, and they should, if they're going to be in close contact with anybody else, they should definitely be wearing a mask. The president was more than 6 feet away from the camera person who was wearing an N95. Again, in that video, you saw that it was outside. So I think it was, from a safety point of view, very safe thing to do.
Thank you, Dr. I can ask the last question of Dr. Jha.
I'm going to call on everybody.
Yeah, okay. So much for that. That's the White House briefing from just a few minutes ago. One of the things that just drives me nuts is these people make no apologies at all for the fact that this president was fully vaccinated, double boosted, and was telling other people to do the same thing. And yet he gets it. The same way Dr. Fauci a couple of weeks ago did that. And they don't even apologize. They don't even bat an eye. It just drives me nuts. Coming up, Tucker Carlson sticks his tongue firmly in cheek for the Biden cancer announcement. Yesterday it was the president has cancer. He said so. I'm not making this up. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ. KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:30, as I check out the traffic cams, I see some really, really slow flows through the construction zone on Interstate 515 westbound. They begin around Eastern Avenue, but you're backed up for a good mile beyond that as you head west on Interstate 515 as that bridge reconstruction project continues pretty much throughout the course of 2022. Also, you're going to see some slow flows past Allegiant Stadium there on Interstate 15 southbound at Russell Road. Also, a little bit of congestion on Interstate 15 southbound, too. That's at Oakey. And road work on Nellis. That's both ways between Tropicana and Craig.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The Major League Baseball season resumes today. Aaron Judge and the Yankees lead the way in the American League as baseball returns from the All-Star break. The Yankees are 64-28. They've got the best record in baseball. Their lead atop Tampa in the American League East is 13 games. Over in the National League, the Mets are on top of the NL East, looking to hold off Atlanta and take the franchise's first division title since 2015. The postseason picture, very cloudy thanks to the addition of a third wild card in each league. As far as the trade deadline coming up, Reds ace Luis Castillo, Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras, and National slugger Juan Soto are the names to watch ahead of the deadline. The Yankees are in Houston for a doubleheader. First game, 1:10 Eastern. The Tigers visit Oakland for a doubleheader. Also today, the Rangers visit the Marlins. The Giants at Los Angeles to face the Dodgers.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Ah, right.
Right now, Staples comp books and number 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Plus, 2 pocket paper folders are only 25 cents each. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. Do you wish you looked 10 to 15 years younger? Is your skin not as smooth and tight as it used to be? Are your favorite jeans not fitting like they used to? Then it's time to call the Hurdy Center for cosmetic surgery so you can look and feel your best. With their wide selection of high-quality aesthetic services, including cosmetic surgery, laser resurfacing, Botox and fillers, skincare services, and cool sculpting, Dr. Mary Hurdy is a board-certified plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Her attention to detail and patient care is unparalleled. She is 100% invested in making a positive difference in the lives of her patients. I should know, because she's been my trusted doctor and friend for years. My results speak for themselves. So, if you've been wanting to improve your appearance and boost your confidence, then it's time to call the Hurdy Center. Mention WAR, and you'll receive half off 8 or more cool sculpting treatments. Call the Hurdy Center today, 702-732-9600, 702-732-9600, or go to HurdyCenter.com. Tell them WAR sent ya.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in just a couple minutes. In fact, we're going to be calling Randy Mackey here in just a minute, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition. And one of the things that I want to talk to him about is what happened in Indianapolis, Indiana, over the weekend, where a good guy with a gun prevented a huge loss of life. We talk all about these unfortunately, you know, gun tragedies keep happening, but we don't hear the good stories. Have you noticed that? We don't hear the really good stories. So anyway, we'll get a chance to visit in just a minute or so with Randy Mackey. We're going to call out to him, and we'll let him tell the story, because it's an incredible story. One of the things that bothers me a lot is the selective use of the media to sell the anti-gun sentiment in this country. It seems as if the media is controlling the message here, and it just drives me absolutely nuts. Tell you what, let's do to check in with our good friend Randy Mackey, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition, PAC, and he joins us. Randy, thanks for joining us. What an amazing story in Indiana over the weekend. We always hear these horrible gun tragedy stories, and we never hear the good ones. We never hear the ones where it could have been a lot worse. Tell me what you know about what happened in Indiana.
Actually, that's a classic example of good guys with a gun making things better. The interesting thing about that shooting is that actually that was a 21-year-old kid, and actually Indiana recently became what's called a constitutional carry state. In other words, law-abiding gun owners, people who were allowed legally to own guns, they don't have to have a concealed weapon permit. So this was a 21-year-old kid at a mall on a Sunday on a date with his girlfriend who happened to be carrying a Glock legally. No police background, no military background, really not much training. And also remember, the legal age for being able to own a firearm is 21 years old. This guy was 21 years old. He took out that shooter. It was 15 seconds from the time that the shooter first fired until this 21-year-old kid with no training in a gun took a position, fired from about 13 yards, shot at the shooter 10 times, hit him 8 times, and killed him.
Wow.
Yes, 21 years old, on a date with his girlfriend, a Glock, that's good shooting, that is prompt action, that is the classic textbook example of, American militia at work, the right to keep and bear arms at work.
And Randy, I know that you, as the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC, you folks have talked ad nauseum. People probably get tired of hearing you say this, but the good guys with a gun speech, and this is a great, this is exhibit A of what we're talking about.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. One interesting thing, perhaps you're seeing stuff different than I am. However, I'm not seeing a whole lot in the press about it. How about you? Do you see?
Can I tell you, hey, Randy? I'm not seeing that anywhere. It was kind of an asterisk beside what happened. But the fact is that the fake news media—they're not doing anything with this story. Where that to me is the big story. Loss of life, yeah, but it could have been a heck of a lot worse.
Absolutely, it could have. Actually, one bit I did hear in the mainstream media was that gun control groups were complaining that police authorities were calling that young 21-year-old kid shooter a good Samaritan. They didn't like that. They thought that was a mischaracterization and that the kid didn't deserve it.
Wow. Can I ask you, are you surprised from what you've seen? Because there are other examples like this that happen over the course of a year where a good guy with a gun takes out a bad guy or bad guys. Are you surprised that we don't see more of that?
Sadly, no, I am not. I wish we did, but it's an excellent commentary on the times we live in and the mindset of our supposed cultural leaders, the mainstream media, the academy, movies, newspapers, things like that. I mean, look at the Associated Press. The AP sets the tone and the storyline for a lot of news stories around the country and newspapers and also TV stores. I mean, maybe, possibly even your own station looks to the Associated Press as one of the leaders, for the stories you'll talk about. I don't know. I mean, I don't work the radio business. You can tell me, maybe.
Well, and simply put, the fake news media at every level ignores this story. I mean, and the ones they glom onto are the ones that, want to take away our gun rights. Have you heard from any politicians over the course, or have you seen anything in the media from politicians talking about this? Because I'm surprised Republicans aren't going nuts over this story.
Gun people are, but it isn't getting much traction in the mainstream news. I wrote a column for Concealed Carry magazine about stories like this, good guys with guns. This story broke on Sunday, and it wasn't until yesterday that I finally started seeing lots of stories which had the full details on it. There the early stories, the first few days, there wasn't much on it. Stuff was coming out in dribs and drabs, and then yesterday it seemed like some sort of dam broke, and I saw that the story about the shooter's age and his lack of formal training and the timing of the shooting, which is incredible. It's incredible, Kevin, when you think about that. This kid went from 0 to 60 in terms of defensive measures. He did that really, really quick. He hears the first shot, gets up, tells his girlfriend to get down under a table and stay there, moves towards the target, column to column, leans against the target, and fires 10 shots at that shooter, and hits him 8 times out of 10, and he did that in 15 seconds. And I know that because the sheriff's department reviewed the security tapes of it, and they counted. It was 15 seconds, dude.
Wow.
I don't know if I could do that. I've been shooting, all my life. I used to be a cop. I used to teach, police how to shoot. I don't know if I could do that.
Randy, has there been any repercussions on this young guy, wrongful death and things like that? Are we going to end up in court with this thing?
Doesn't look like it. He was almost universally hailed by local authorities as a hero. Even that mall, the Indianapolis Mall, the company that runs it has a no guns policy, and apparently the doors are posted, no firearms inside. That kid went inside anyway. Thank heavens he did, and the mall company even thanked him, for his brave heroic actions.
That is incredible, Randy. If folks want to find out more about what you guys are up to at the Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC, where can they find you?
Our two websites, the Nevada Firearms Coalition, NVFAC.org, and our political action committee is at NVFAC, PAC, NVFACPAC.org. Sure, stop by our sites, give us a look.
Randy, always good. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Nice talking to you, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. A good friend of the show, Randy Mackey, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC. We got a lot to do. More from that news conference at the White House with Hajish Jha, the COVID-19 coordinator at the White House level. They're having to treat one of their own. In fact, they're having to treat the president of the United States. Joe Biden tested positive this morning. He is on drugs and he is feeling fine. He has very mild symptoms, a runny nose, and maybe a little fatigued. But other than that, he says he feels fine. He created a video earlier today. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll bet you're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good men and women at Nevada Trucking. They get stuff from point A to point B. I love these people so much. Thanks to Nevada Trucking Association. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. A lot of breaking news. We can comment on any of it or all of it if you want. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Carl. Clinical Carl is on the line. Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, hi. Haven't talked to you in a while. I was a little out of town on some business, but I'm back. Anyway, listen, I want to still advise people. You're talking about Biden getting the virus, and he was double vaccinated plus double boosted. Well, I've been vaccinated and boosted, my wife, and so forth and everything. What's getting me is people don't understand. Getting the vaccine does not stop you from getting the virus. It makes it very mild. That's the difference between not being vaccinated and getting the virus. It's a whole world difference. People must understand that.
No, but that's not what Biden said. I think it was a year ago yesterday or the day before. It was a year ago that he said that it would impact your ability to get it.
Well, he is not a doctor. I'll admit that he was wrong on that point. But you can. Everybody who gets vaccinated has gotten it. I know many doctors, friends that I've got, who have been vaccinated and have tested positive. But their symptoms are so mild, like a little cough or a runny nose or whatever. But if you're not vaccinated, it's not good. Let me tell you, I heard many people calling the shows and saying, well, one doctor out of 100,000 says you're going to drop dead if you get it. Well, the other 99,999 have been vaccinated and tell their patients to get vaccinated. There's a reason for it. The vaccination does not stop you from getting it. People don't understand that.
Well,
but you're not going to get the symptoms.
Yeah, no, good point. Hey, Carl, I got to run. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We'll get to more of your calls coming up in a minute. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Chuck, who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else